Today marks a very significant day on the national calendar as President John Evans Atta Mills delivers his State of the Nation address before Parliament. It will be his fourth and last sessional address before his first term in office officially ends on January 7, 2013. The address is particularly important as it heralds growing signs of an uncompromising campaign for election 2012. So, what are the people's expectations, and do they think President Mills has delivered on his promises as contained in last year's address? Gloria Anderson finds out for Radio Ghana.
The State of the Nation address fulfills Article 67 of the Constitution, which states that the President shall, at the beginning of each session of Parliament and before a dissolution of Parliament, deliver to Parliament a message on the State of the Nation. The Executive Director of the Institute of Democratic Governance, Dr. Emmanuel Akwete, weighs the importance of this constitutional obligation.
It's extremely important. It's a statutory requirement, but its function is to enable the President to account for what he has done in the previous years and to set out his plans for this new year. But not only that, in the address, he's able to tell us about progress we are making collectively as a nation, what the challenges are, how he intends to tackle them, and what kind of support he needs from us and from our friends and partners globally.
President Mills, in last year's address, focused on the construction of roads, measures to end schools and the trees by building more schools, improving wages of public sector workers, improving the health sector, tackling corruption, and the investigation of the disappearance of cocaine from the police vault.
A social democratic government such as ours gains nothing politically by increasing petroleum prices. It is, however, our duty to find a real and lasting solution to the toll debt. Even as we watch with some amount of trepidation at the rising crude oil prices on the world market, it is the intention of government to ensure that relevant, completed and ongoing policy reforms will be duly merged with the constitutional review exercise so that we can have a product which is holistic and reflective of our common heritage as Ghanaians.
Discussions after the delivery of the address followed two predictable directions. Many said the address did not fall short of expectations because they wanted the President to account for what he has done as listed in the previous addresses. MPP's Arthur Kennedy wants the President to touch on job creation, the fight against armed robbery, and what he plans to do in the twilight of his first term in office.
It will be important for him to touch on job creation for ordinary Ghanaians under his government. He should be able to touch on poverty reduction that has occurred under his government, if any of that has occurred. People think the living conditions have gotten harder. There is a perception that corruption has gotten worse, as exemplified by the Wyoming case. I hope he will address that.
PNC's Bernard Mona urges the President to state a stand on the proposed one-time premium for health insurance as well as corruption.
The state of our nation is that in which politics of insult have taken center stage. It is important for the President to talk about it and to probably indicate his abhorrence at the state and degeneration, particularly in our political discourse. It's also important for the President to talk about issues of malfeasance, malpractices, misappropriation, and to a larger extent, corruption that is being speculated here and there, and to tell us what practical steps he's taking to overturn and to ensure that individuals do not benefit at the expense of the larger majority of our nation.
The Christian Council of Ghana is worried about danger signs the elections bring and expect the President to state categorically what he will do to ensure peace. Dr. Fred Digby is the General Secretary.
Well, we want to know how far he has led us as a country, but we also will expect to hear things about how this country can be united as we work through an election, how the challenges will be met. We still have challenges with our education, with our healthcare system. We want to know how far we've come and how we will go along into next year.
PPP's Richard Niama said the President must list the problems facing the nation and provide concrete solutions to them.
Basically, there are a lot of challenges confronting Ghana as a nation, and I want to hear the President talk about solutions this time around. Our President should admit the challenges in the country, which include, first of all, graduate unemployment, high cost of living, our poor road infrastructure in many parts of the country, which is preventing business investors from going to invest over there. It should come out with practical solutions. For example, how to solve the unemployment situation in Ghana. Today we have graduate unemployment going up, but we still create more universities without creating jobs. And I wonder where these graduates who are coming from those universities are going to get jobs to do. I want to hear the president talk about how to create jobs, how to solve the graduate unemployment, how to create equality in the system. I also want to hear the president talk about how we are going to conduct a peaceful, credible election in 2020.
The CPP thinks the address must focus on the state of the people. They think the address will follow the same trend where governments pat themselves on the back for no job done. It is expected that President Mills will reassure the nation of ensuring a peaceful, transparent and credible general elections on December 7th this year. It is also hoped that the presidential State of the Nation address will be discussed dispassionately, devoid of partisan politics.
Gloria Anderson.